Hi, I'm Mike White.
And I'm Rob St. Mary.
And we're the hosts of the Projection Booth podcast.
If you haven't heard of the Projection Booth, that's okay.
But we think it's time that you have.
We've been doing this for over 3 years now.
And we think we're doing a pretty good show.
Every week we look at a different film and put it in context.
We try to bring you interviews with the people behind the films.
Or experts on a subject matter covered in the film.
We don't specialize in any one particular genre or type of film.
We try to examine every aspect of cinema.
From every corner of the globe.
Even at 3 years, we barely just scratched the surface.
But we're ready. We're ready for you to listen to us.
That's right. Now's the time to give us a shot.
Download us through our free smartphone app.
Or through Stitcher, iTunes, Geek Juice Radio, Jackalope.
Or our website.
Projection-booth.com.
We'll keep making great shows.
Now it's your turn to listen to them.
Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. From AsmaCore Studios near Detroit, Michigan, it's Unregimented.
Gangsters, what's up, guys?
I wanted to get back to bullying.
Sorry, my bad. My bad. My wife's a bully to me, too. She hits me. Somebody help. I'm just kidding.
Is it most of the bullying that I encountered in school was psychological. And I know, I understand that for some people it can be just as bad. Really, that wasn't really anything either. But I guess when you have an attitude of you just don't give a fuck, if you understand that the people around you, their opinions don't really matter for shit, then it goes a lot easier. It also doesn't help that a lot of times it was like the class clowns that were the louder bulliers for the...
But you realize now that was just them needing material.
Right.
You know, it's easy targets. It's low-hanging fruit.
Right.
You know, it's things you figure out as an adult.
But a lot of times when people would make fun of me, especially, I mean, if they did it well, it would crack me the fuck up.
Yeah. But you know what, too? For me, high school and middle school were completely different. I refer to middle school. Those were the hell years. To me, high school, it's like, I don't know. It seemed once you got into high school, it just seemed like everybody had separated into what was going to happen. And then it just kind of, I'm not saying it didn't.
Yeah, no, by the end
I never
of,
encountered assholes in high school, but I'm just saying as far as feeling bullied, being in shitty situations, like dreading to go to school, that was much more like middle school for me than it was ever high school.
Yeah. Middle school was definitely the wake up for a lot of things. I mean, by halfway through high school, I think I had found my peer group and the things that I was interested in, but mm-hmm. I was just totally lost. I remember my first day of middle school. I'm walking around from class to class all day going, when the fuck is recess? What the fuck is going on here?
Then you realize,
can I just get on the swings for a little while? Like,
yeah.
Just for like 10 minutes?
Oh, I actually remember, I was telling this to my sister the other day because... She's got two boys. One is 10. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other one just started preschool. But he's going all day preschool. So they're getting used to it right off the bat. And I was just mm-hmm. telling her, I remember in first grade, it just being dropped on you. Like, were you partial day kindergarten when you went?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was.
Yeah, I don't really remember much of.
No, I just remember the actual moment of, like, we're here all day? Like,
because
I remember, it's like
forever.
It's like 11:30, and I'm, hey, why are we getting ready to go? They're like, oh no, it's going to be lunch in a minute. It's like lunch? Oh
here?
Yeah, you're here all day. What? And I remember feeling like, fuck, no one told me. It's not, like my parents didn't even tell me. They're like, just going to let him go to school. Just going to let him find out.
I remember a similar experience when my mom was making my lunch, and it was like a Flintstones lunchbox and the thermos and everything was filled
what's
up.
What's this?
I'm like, why am I taking?
I'm coming back, right?
Why am I taking this?
What's this?
Yeah, what? I felt a lot like, you know, like that scene in Lord of the Rings when Hobo...
Gives you one of those hobo sacks.
Yeah, yeah,
like, sends you on your way.
Like when Frodo's got his little stick with his, you know, his little bit of bread in it and he's taken off in the Shire.
Well, time to go to school.
That's how I felt, man.
See you when you're 18.
And I was like, what the hell's going on here? And same thing, 11:30 hits. I'm like, okay, well, maybe this box here for a reason. Maybe I'm going to Latchkey. And then they just kept talking.
But that's like one of the first, like, I'm 6 years old, but I remember that feeling. It's like one of the first time life is shits on you. Like, what? Huh?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Because before that, it was all preschool and nursery school and daycare, and you just went from, like, 8 to, like, late in the morning, and then you were home for lunch.
Absolutely.
And
you got
mom all day.
Watch your, well, exactly. You got 4 hours of non-fucked-with-mom time.
Just dropped it on you, and nobody told you.
Absolutely.
And then you think about it, and you're like, they knew.
Yeah.
They
knew, but it's like... I think it's
they
could have
told me. No, my.
Like, I think it's also one of those things where you just don't even think to mention it.
It's the first time that your parents pull one over on you.
I don't know if it's pulling one over on you. What about Santa Claus?
You knew I was going to be there all day.
My daughter.
Spoiler alert. If you have children listening, which they shouldn't be. There you go. Sorry.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert on Santa Claus.
That's fucked up.
No,
well then, yeah, and then you start like Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, all that crap. Like
my daughter's 8 and was like, oh, "Come on, there's no Santa Claus."
Oh, already?
Like she was on, dude. My ex-wife had said something about her keeping her room clean for Santa Claus, and she's like, "I don't think there is. I think it's just the parents."
Like, I think I made it to like 4th grade.
I had a little bit of years in me before my mom was like, "All right, Mike, enough's enough. Like you need to talk."
4th or 5th grade, and I think it's the only reason I figured it out is because there was a basement in my parents' house for a long time. There was this, when they bought the house, there was a bathroom down there. And then at some point it became non-functional and just turned into storage. It has since been remodeled and usable, blah, blah, blah. But I was down in the basement fucking around, and I opened that door and I saw like a whole bunch of shit. Like it was a year, like I got a microscope and, you know, and I found out on my own, and it was like, oh.
That's where a lot of people, you know, a lot of kids put it together by finding a present and then seeing Santa's name on that present. You're like, wait a minute.
The worst for me, it wasn't that. It was when she told me. I was like, you're full of shit.
Your mom told you.
She tried to, but I was so stuck on the belief that Santa was fucking real. I was like, fuck you. You don't tell me. I already knew that. I walk away like, she's full of shit. She doesn't know. That's why she doesn't get any gifts anymore. That's why she doesn't get presents, because she doesn't fucking believe. I've seen the movies. So then I go downstairs.
That's brilliant.
Pretty much like a week later, and I see the same fucking wrapping paper again, just in three little tubes wrapped together in the corner, obviously from fucking Kmart, the same goddamn wrapping paper they used the year before. And that's when I was like, rut-row, Shaggy, we got a fucking mystery to solve. And that was it. Then I broke them down.
And once my folks figured out that I knew, though, it was...
See, even when it was presented to you, you had to find out on your own.
Spirit of Christmas, to me, was the most magical thing in the world.
They wanted to make sure the lie kept going for my sister, so when they figured out that I knew, they were like, hey, man, like, be cool about it for her. And I was like, all right, I'll keep going, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Another sign of... It was... them starting to treat you a little bit like an adult.
But I think too, when,
and now they could ask you, what do you want for Christmas? Circle your shit and put it in a catalog, write my name on it, put it in the fucking dresser.
When my sister had that revelation, when she put the pieces together on her own, it was kind of like, yeah, but just keep going with it. I know you understand it now, but you don't understand how much the parents dig this one. Just let them have it.
But man, they already know, huh? 8, huh?
Actually, it's not even... My son is 11.
He's, I don't know.
Oh, really?
It just hasn't come up. We don't know. And it's almost like you don't want to bring it up now.
It's almost like it's too late. Like, he'll figure it out.
My son's very logical for a kid his age, but I still think it's one of those things where you just don't examine it. Like, when you were confronted with it, you weren't thinking logically about it. You were just kind of emotionally you can't tell me there's no fucking Santa Claus. Who the fuck are you?
What's next? On Thanksgiving, we're eating chicken? Right. A really big chicken? Fuck you. Don't ruin everything. Yeah, exactly. And my grandfather, my papa, was an amazing calligraphist. He actually used to, or however you say it, a writer, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, a calligraphist, you're right.
He used to do these huge, drawn-up, long-hand letters from Santa, wrapped with a fucking bow, take a bite of a cookie, drink half the milk, and even sometimes take a little piece of bristle off of his fucking paintbrush, white one, and just drop it on the plate so it looked like part of a fucking beard had fallen off while he was jamming on that cookie. And I'll tell you right now, when they told me that,
that's in the details.
First person I talked to was him. It's like, is Santa Claus real? He's like, he's as real as you want him to be. That's bullshit. Is he real or no? He's like, do you feel happy on Christmas? I'm like, yeah, he goes, and Santa's real. I'm like, don't fuck. Is there a guy who comes to my fucking chimney or no? He's like, do you have a chimney? And that's when I was like, oh shit. that wrapping paper really does come out to me. So for 3 months, I waited for that wrapping paper to be used. And that's when I was like, hey, right there in front of my brother, fuck you guys. I was like 10 years old. I was so mad. I was out loud, fuck you. First time I ever swore from my parents. That's all I knew. I didn't know what else to say. I had so much rage.
Right.
I was pissed.
So this is why I can't, it's not like it's something I can just broach as a subject to my son. I don't feel like it. First of all, what are you going to say about it? And then you, just by bringing it up, you could possibly ruin the illusion because they're just going to be like, why are you talking about this? And they're going to start putting the things together themselves and just go, oh, fuck, you just basically told me there is no Santa Claus.
Absolutely. And you know what? Going back to the bullying thing, this is why it was brought up to me. Kids in school, this I actually think this might be my first bullying, real bullying experience. Kids in school were telling me that he wasn't real, and I got into my first real fight and got suspended in the fourth grade.
Like, fuck you, yeah. Santa's real!
No, I was like, don't, you know, don't fucking say that.
Because five cross your lip.
Well, my dad always said the shit, you fly with the crows, get shot with the crows. So my immediate thought is, they don't believe, now I'm fucked. Now I'm fucked. Now Christmas is ruined for me because these assholes want to come over here and talk shit about Santa. Now I'm on the fucking naughty list.
I'm gonna fork for life.
That's what I was like, yeah, but I took it so serious, you know, and then... I think that's why she brought it up. She's like, what do kids at school, you know, say about Santa?
There's always haters out there, son.
Yeah. You know, it was an interesting time. Very interesting. I'm glad we brought this up because now I feel terrible.
So
getting everybody fired up. Dredging up childhood memories. Thank you for listening, liking, and sharing Unregimented on Facebook and following us on Twitter at Unregimented Pod. You can also subscribe to Unregimented on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner on ChristopherMedia.net. Android users, you can find Unregimented on Stitcher Radio. You can now listen to a new episode of a Christopher Media show every day of the week. Sunday, Eminem Question Everything. Monday and Thursdays, you have Unregimented. Tuesday, oh, I have to apologize. Last time we did this, I did not mention the Toddzilla X-Pod. And I noticed it, and he noticed it. There was a fight, perhaps a standoff, firearm, SWAT team, police, high-speed chase. But no, it's cool. It wasn't intentional. But make sure you're checking out the Toddzilla X-Pod. Go to ToddzillaX.com. Hit him up at ToddzillaX on Twitter. Throw a little bit of extra plugs there for him. A little bit of retribution on my end. Tuesday's the Weezman Podcast bonus nugget. That is the precursor for the big show on Friday. Wednesdays, we have the projection booth. And, of course, we have the Oddcast with Jenna and John. And Saturday, Noah with the captain's table. All that nerd culture, the geek culture, whatever you want, gaming, LARPing. He's hitting on it and he's talking about it. It's cool. Check him out. If you like what we do and you would like to show your support for us, you can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. It is that time of year. You're going to be on the internet. You're going to be buying things. You're going to be at Amazon. So please do us a favor. Go to ChristopherMedia.net first. Click on our Amazon banner. Bookmark the page. It won't cost you anything extra. And when you buy something, it will help to show your support for Christopher Media. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host all of the Christopher Media shows. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking through our link, you're helping to support ChristopherMedia.net. DraftKings.com. Daily fantasy sports leagues. No season-long commitments. You can enter for free, or you can enter paid contests and win your share of over $200 million in prizes. When you click through the DraftKings banner at ChristopherMedia.net, you'll get a free first-time deposit bonus when you sign up for DraftKings.com.
An interesting development from the bowling incident with my son. This was, like I said, an isolated incident, but there's been other things that have come up, reasons for my ex to be disappointed in the school that my son is going to. She brought up the idea to him and to my son already as well of putting him into a private school, which would be a Catholic-based private school. I don't know how I feel about
I was in this situation, or I was actually asked my thoughts on this situation a couple of years ago. My nephew, my godson, Cameron, he had been in public school for a few years, and then like my folks put on the table to my sister, like, hey, we want to send him to private school. His father, you know, asked me, he's like, hey, what do you think about this? I know how you feel about religion, because it's a Catholic school that we went to.
Yeah.
Education was great, and I said, you know what? You know how I feel about religion. but the education he's going to get.
That's what it comes down to.
Put it on the table to him and let, because everybody is going to do it. He's going to be faced with it. At some point in your teenage life, you either embrace it or you send it away. That's how most teenagers go. He's going to make the decision whether he likes it or not. He's going to find out about it, whether it's from his grandparents or from other people he knows.
Right.
So at least there, he'll at least be being taught the right way if he chooses it. But the whole thing about it is that off the table regardless, it's the education he's going to get.
Yeah.
When I transferred out of, I did middle school and elementary private school, and I did high school public school. I was a year all the way up to and including ninth grade. So from ninth to 10th, I went from private to public. I was a year ahead of everybody when I got there.
Yeah.
Everything we did, like we read the books we read in English class in 10th grade were the same books I just read a year earlier.
That's part of his problem.
The math, the science, it was all classes I just took the year before.
Right.
So it's so if you go by that logic, you're seeing by the time you get out of high school and into college in that system, you're at least a full year into college, at least as far as education wise.
Because he goes to a charter school, which my ex is like, well, you know, this because I made some comment about public school, and she's like, he goes to a charter school. I'm like, yes, I know, but it's not that different. They're not handling him differently than he would be at a public school in any way that I can see. I'm not saying, you know, everybody thinks their kid is super smart, and kids are smart in general, but a lot of the stuff that he's learning, he's beyond that already. And the reasons why he sometimes fails to, you know, seem like he's paying attention is because he's not actively engaged with the material. Right. He's bored.
Like, been there, done this, heard this.
He needs to advance.
This next.
Right.
I recall having that feeling.
And that's part of my problem with, you know, our education system has always been this cookie cutter thing. It's, you know, they have this one system that seems to work out for most people, and they just cram everybody through it.
Dude, and then I get to the high school I go to. They had no AP classes. We got together as a group and said, hey, we want AP classes. Like, we got enough attention from student council. From the student council, from other students in general, you know, hey, why can't we have AP classes? And we were told, basically, I'm paraphrasing the principal here, well, we don't want to make the dumb kids feel dumb.
Are you fucking
kidding
me?
We don't want them to know that they're dumb. We don't want to single them out.
Oh, man.
That's when I knew I was like, that's when I knew I probably was maybe in a more blue-collar neighborhood than I had been led to believe.
Right.
Growing up, like, and, man, like, so it's starting, so you're just training them that they're fucked right from this, like.
Yeah. So recently I read Anthem by Ayn Rand, which had been sitting on the shelf for a while, and I was like, oh, this is a short, it's really almost like a short story. It's about, it's kind of this, seems to take place in a future where our society is almost been wiped off the face of the planet, and people have had to start from scratch without a lot of the technology that we enjoy. It's this society where they have this system where everything is regimented. Your education, your career, you know, you go through the same schooling that everyone does. They pick out based on what they think your strengths are or whatever it may be, and they assign you a job that you then do until you're 40, and then you go to a camp until you die.
In like Futurama, isn't it?
Right.
You have picked delivery boy.
Right. Exactly. And I'm reading this just going, this is really about our education system. That's what this book is about. I mean, it's about our society as a whole, but a lot of it is her reaction to modern education, where you just kind of squeeze out. It's like a Play-Doh fun factory, you know? Everybody goes through it and comes out the same shape.
No, the school I went to, they were all about going, this group's smarter than this group. They're going to get a little bit more attention.
So reaction when presented with the idea of my kids going to a Catholic school was, yeah, they're probably going to get a better education.
Yeah.
I know that, especially considering that they're starting out at the age they are now. They weren't raised in a religion since birth. that I don't think that, I think that they're better prepared to handle this. Like you were saying, you know, just to having that information out, it's not like you're trying to keep your kids away from it. Like, oh, don't read about that crazy religion stuff. They're wacky. And it's not like there's not a lot of good that can be drawn from
that.
Yeah,
that's the thing is, just gives them a little bit of a, it kind of adjusts their moral compass for them. It at least enforces right and wrong. You know, I mean, take the dogma out of it.
I don't know about that. I understand your point.
Issues with the religion or not.
I just don't concede that my kids need that, I guess, is why I take exception to it. It's like, I think my son already has a fine moral compass not being raised religiously. And I don't feel like going to Catholic school is going to redirect that in any certain way.
But it's things like hearing about some of the things that Jesus does, like his motivations for doing them, like the things like that that it teaches them. You know, hey,
the good stories that are in the Bible.
Be a good person.
Yeah,
it's not going to hurt them hearing that. I think we're agreeing there. No bad is going to come of them hearing these stories.
Right.
You know, it just when you get in later with once I got to 15 or 16, mm-hmm. you know, it was like the record needle scratch sound effect in my brain, like, you know, once I started becoming more self-aware.
But if 15 years from now my kids start telling me how I should go to church with them, I'm going to freak the fuck out.
Hey, they're in the religion that teaches you as long as at the last second you go, oh, hey, I accept you, Jesus, and I'm sorry for everything, you'll be all right. It's the I want it now religion. Whoops, I accept Jesus. Sorry about that. And then you'll supposedly have a better afterlife.
Not to mention, for every issue, they have a saint for it. So if they stub their toe,
preaching forgiveness is one thing. That part of the religion just seems more like giving up your sense of responsibility for your own actions and your own life, where you can just go, well, I can do bad things and then be forgiven for them. I don't know.
Essentially, I mean, I agree with it. Again, I wasn't raised Catholic, so I can't say or pretend to know that I know the ins and outs of it. But at the same point, I've been to enough services. I went to a school that was mainly the college I went to.
Mm-hmm.
They did a lot of Catholic services, and you know, it did sink in a lot of the morals. You know, like you're saying, adjusting the moral compass, it did help. You know, not that I was a shitty person going in, but I think I was a better person coming out.
All right,
I had better points on life, better things, but I didn't apply it directly to. Because God wants me to.
Right.
Because Jesus wants me to.
Right.
It was more like, this is
the right thing to do.
This is just how you act. This is how you're supposed to be a human.
Yeah.
This is how you're supposed to, you know, to interact.
This is good. This is making me feel more comfortable with the idea.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Because I would like to think that, like I said, my son's very logically minded. I think presented with this stuff, eventually he's going to get the same things that you guys are talking about out of it. He doesn't have to... I don't know. He can just pick out the brown M&Ms and eat them. He doesn't have to eat all the colors. You can pick and choose from it and not, you know, not have to believe that the earth is only 6,000 years old.
I think it's only... I think
why shouldn't I kill other people? Because the earth is only 6,000 years old.
You gotta let it have some time. We're dinosaurs. Don't talk about those. But yeah, I
and Catholic schoolgirls are repressed and want to do everything the opposite that everybody is telling them. So he'll have an awesome teenage time.
God, fuck! What the fuck? I just was saying how I was feeling good about this, and you gotta go shit all over the whole thing.
You went from good to great.
Jesus Christ. Oh, not the... I mean, what am I gonna do anyways? I'm soon gonna be facing the fact that I have a teenage daughter. I have no idea how I'm gonna deal
with
that.
We'll get Jay to show you how to shoot a gun.
I know how to shoot a gun.
Getting Aaron, the Gweeching, like, shotgun of the month club.
Right. And God for, I mean,
get a gun sent to you every month.
She already looks just like her mother. She's going to be drop dead gorgeous when she's older. And
that's what I fear for my kids. I pray they'd have my looks so that, you know, kind of like get like a pedestal up and they'd be able to get a step up. But then they had their mother's looks and now they're a whole staircase. And I'm like, oh, great. You gave me two beautiful daughters. I can't believe you. What kind of woman does this to a man? Now I gotta go kill people because there's no way I can let them out of the house. I have to kill everyone that sees them. You know, they're just, I feel you on that one. They do look just like their mom. They're gorgeous. And I'm like, oh shit, they're so young.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. The inevitable is gonna come.
Yeah. The writing's on the wall.
I mean, they got my personality too. So I feel that's not gonna hurt them.
It's great. I have no children. I'm just cool uncle who blows into town, gives you cool
that,
shit.
That you know of. You have no children.
I think at this point, when I was in the fuck everything that moves phase of my life, I'd probably know about children by now.
I don't know. Cosby just got his information.
I'm just saying it's not like you can't find me.
Yeah.
The internet exists.
Right, yeah. A simple search of the name.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe...
We'll see. This network takes off. We'll see.
We'll see. I'm going to claim you had my baby so I can get some of your money. I'm going to be like, you impregnated me back when we were in junior high, and I'm scared. And I'm scared for my life. I need money. And that's going to be it. And you're going to raise my child.
Dude, I'm like 9, 10 years older than you.
Then you were one fucked up middle schooler.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you'd have been like two. You wouldn't even showed up until like, sixth, seventh grade.
Yeah.
Man, that's wrong. It's weird. We all sat with the bullying.
Well, I saw a story about about consequences of vaping, right?
Oh, the little molecules that are created?
No. I thought I was going to find something like that.
I read a story like
about
that.
About the fog machine stuff?
No. Oh. This was... It actually had nothing to do with your health. It had to do with transferring viruses or malware from devices to your computer. So what they're saying is...
All in your chargers?
The charger, yeah. They're saying that there's chargers that are made in China that are being preloaded with malicious software that can transfer to devices and ultimately find its way to your computer. You know, I hook up my e-cig to this charger. It downloads some software onto the battery. The firmware for the battery. And then when I might charge it off my computer as well. And then it would have an opportunity to then have that software jump from the firmware to the software or my operating system. And this is possible, I guess. I can't believe that somebody's figured this out or a way to do this or that it actually exists.
Did you see that? It still hack anything now. Did you see that Google's going to have a billboard in Times Square that's going to be hooked up to a game that the public can all play for like an extended period of time?
Yep.
I'm taking bets on how soon that gets hacked and there's a giant dick pic up at Times Square.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's going to hack into that bitch. I mean, I think hacking and pornography advance technology for us.
And when that dick pic goes up, I'm going to laugh. I'm just saying, I think dick jokes are funny.
I hope they find the biggest, blackest cock and put it up in Times Square. Took a 24-inch penis.
Big old throbbing number.
Mm-hmm.
My God. You make coffee like you hate yourself.
Make coffee with a purpose. That's what I do.
I was just trying to find the virus thing that you were talking about, and all I found was that Ebola can live in your e-juice. That's all I got. That and herpes. herpes loves the e-cigs because nobody washes them.
Herpes loves the e-cigs?
And passes them around?
I guess. I don't know. I was looking at all the headlines, and that one, those ones got my attention.
Whatever. Yeah, I don't wash mine either, and nobody else smokes off of it, and
it said,
still haven't gotten sick this year.
The herpes simplex can sleep for a very, very, very long time, lying dormant for something to come along and wake it. Could it be your e-cig? Could your e-cig wake the herpes simplex?
They are... Wow. That is a case of somebody taking two facts and drawing this wild-ass conclusion between them. First of all, it's not even an understanding of how herpes lies dormant. We're talking about in somebody's system.
Right.
Not on a doorknob.
Yeah.
It doesn't remain in stasis out in the wild, and you can just, you know.
It needs a host. I'm aware. But
yeah.
I thought that was hilarious. But that, it was just
You don't get herpes from, licking the railing at the train station.
Like the report I was reading, something about ISIS finding a way to get the...
It's Mr. Wizard.
Yeah.
ISIS finding a way to hack e-cig juice and...
Way to still call that out. Audio. I didn't even put the video up.
Yeah. Kind of similar to... It in some ways reminds me of... The Pee Wee's Playhouse theme. Because it has birds in it.
What? I didn't even see. I just remember now because my crystallized memory was jogged. What's Mr. Wizard's name?
I don't know.
Don Herbert.
Yeah. I never knew that as a kid. It was just Mr. Wizard. Didn't matter what his name was.
Fuck yeah.
I might have learned that as an adult, but then quickly forgotten it.
Mr. Wizard, fuck
Don
yeah.
Don Herbert.
I'm not familiar.
You know,
here comes the look of disgust.
You're young.
Head shake. Look of disgust. Disclaimer.
Well, to us, you're young.
Oh, to be young. I don't feel young. I don't feel young at all.
Mr. Wizard is how we distributed information on home science experiments before YouTube.
I'll have to check this out on YouTube.
He was Bill Nye before Bill Nye was Bill Nye.
You don't say that.
He was.
You don't say that.
He's a Nickelodeon.
Actually, you know what? I think I do actually know about this. Now that you said Nickelodeon.
And if you really think about it now.
Can you pull up a
think
clip?
About the premise of the show. Some old guy who hangs out with teenagers doing science experiments with them all day. Like, the premise was they were always coming over and doing fucking science experiments. I'm just saying. I'm not making any accusations. But the way the show is presented is this guy is just hanging out waiting for teenagers to come over to do science experiments with.
That or enslaving them in his meth lab. Just saying.
Like, some guy walking in. Oh, hey, Mr. Wizard.
What's up, Mr. Breaking Bad? Let's do this.
Yeah.
Can you pull the clip?
Speaking of Breaking Bad, did you know that Matthew Broderick was offered the role of Walter White? And
no.
He turned it down.
Well, thank goodness he did.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I would have.
Yeah.
I mean, no
offense to Matthew Broderick, because I love him, but.
Not for that.
No.
No way. No way for that. Yes, I think I did.
I'm just picturing, like, his character in Election trying to cook meth.
Encore presentation.
Yeah, I remember this. I did. I watched this in high school, actually. Just do a lot of acid.
Why is that bird fly all sideways?
It's science, bro. It's science.
Yeah, science. A Polaroid camera.
Out of a microscope. Just kidding.
It turns into a Cezanne, I think it's an artist.
You could make this video now, by the way, on like your iPad.
Yeah. Or if you have one of those...
That was a quality video graphic opening.
It was PowerPoint at its finest.
30 years ago.
Is there a clip of it actually going down?
Yeah, I thought you were going to show him a clip of Mr. Wizard.
This one's called Mr. Wizard's a Dick.
Yeah, play that one, because he didn't have the longest patience in the world, always. I'm saying he snapped, but, you know... Sure. Every once in a while, you know, inside he was screaming, "Come on, kid, get it together." Mr. Wizard's a dick. They even used the...
Again, Stacy?
Yes?
Well, today I'm going to stick the menu.
Look at all the paper you wasted.
You count that as a fold?
That's enough.
Because I already see that it's not random.
Don't jump to conclusions.
Why isn't it random? I told you to write down random numbers.
What do you mean, not exactly? Can you see it or can't you?
Well, you're right, but for the wrong reason.
Sounds logical, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's wrong. Wrong.
It's wrong? Wrong.
Wrong.
That's right.
Not right.
That's how I was wrong?
That's how you were wrong.
What'd he say?
But you see what I'm saying about how it's presented?
Yeah. A mistake, therefore, I must be wrong.
I mean, no. I'm not agreeing with you at all.
The computer is saying
but I see what you're getting at.
Try not to hit the table. Try instead to hit that little thing, okay?
You're seeing a beam of light.
No, you're seeing the little pieces of dust.
Well, you call them fingers. I'll call them propellers.
You have to make the hole bigger than that, obviously. Haven't you ever seen a sliced banana before?
You can't blow up a baby's nursing nipple? Well, you...
What?
I do?
Yeah, it's called a brain. Come on, Eugene. Come on. Turn it over here like that and pull it straight up. No confidence in the science at all. You don't seem to have a great deal of confidence.
But it might come back and hit my face.
There, it's popped off.
Oh,
wow. Hit you right on the head, too. There you go.
Ouch.
Hot wax drop on your finger?
Yeah.
Well, hold it straight up, then it won't do that. Wait a minute. Wait. Hold it a minute. Stop it.
I can't help it.
Don't. Stop it.
Get up.
Stop it.
Get up.
I can't get up.
And I must say, I don't think it looks any better than mine.
Well...
Okay, wait till I'm through with you. You'll be sorry you said what you said. Before you leave today, it's going to be on that platter.
I've never heard of food going up.
Well, yours is going to in just a moment. But instead of putting people in here, we're going to put Ashley.
What? Oh, it's a terrible noise. It's very loud.
Yeah, try it again. Sounds like wild elephant.
Anybody home?
Why is this door just open?
Well, have fun. Couch yourself, because I'm leaving. Okay. Bye.
Tries to even leaves the kid there. Gets in his New Yorker and leaves.
He's getting that Nickelodeon money, all right. It's a brand new New Yorker.
It's pretty amazing. I do remember a little bit of it. I don't remember being such an asshole, but I do remember that.
Not an asshole. He was kind of gruff at times, but...
Got a good 15 minutes on Mr. Wizard. I bet you he's dead.
Let's Google it. He looked like he was at least pushing 60 in that one.
Had to be.
Remember our teacher used to use that
line? June 12th, 2007.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Don Herbert.
Now I'm sad.
I feel a little bit of remorse and sadness. Wish I could have known him. He seemed like a really...
Thanks to YouTube, you still can. Man.
That's wonderful. He's immortal because of YouTube.
The immortal Don Herbert. Ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Wizard. Quality podcasting, gentlemen. Anything else y'all want to hit on?
Nope.
Hey, thank you for listening. Thank you for liking us on Facebook. Thank you for following us on Twitter at UnregimentedPod. Every Monday and Thursday you can catch us. And it's a revolving cast of characters, it seems to be. Me and you always seem to make it. But
we've been the only constants.
Yeah, Rich is
so far.
Rich is planning on being back. I talked to him today.
I am like kind of tired. It is late, but also seriously amped up from that coffee. Yeah. So if I had one more cup of that shit, I'm going to be able to make time stop.
you know, you're seeing the sunrise. You ever seen the Thanksgiving sunrise?
I have, yeah, actually.
Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you for going to ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for clicking on any of the sponsors on the website. Make sure you also check us out. We're on TuneIn Radio. Just type us in on Google. You can find us now. We're to the point where, like, front page result.
Nice.
We're getting there. Baby steps. Oh, we're available for Windows Phone. We are, what else?
Any device you can find us on it.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Tell people ChristopherMedia.net. I think I already said we come out Monday and Thursday.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not like the Leesman where we just have a sign off.
Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next time.
Thank you.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.